Hello.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today? This is Joe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Great. So, do you have a minute?
I do, yep.
All right, great. So, I did go through your email. Everything's still pretty self-explanatory. The only point that I was a little confused was the header choices. So, you mentioned you want to go back to the way they were.
Yeah, I didn't know why those were changed. That's the priority, is having the headers work. That's priority over the dot. I think
Oh,
dot or
okay.
yeah,
Okay, I see.
it doesn't make sense to have the header there and nothing works. I mean, that's not the header's not there for show or anything. It's there for functionality.
Okay.
So,
So what we can do is we can actually make the header work, and instead of like those dots, we can like actually hide those dots. So people are not able to like click on those dots or see those dots like not working when the header like scrolls down, because if you remember, those two things were not working simultaneously.
got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah, so
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Go
we
ahead.
can hide those dots for now, and we'll have some sort of indication of on each page so that the customers know on which page exactly they are. Even if like because this the scroll the, it'll work the same way that it is right now. The scroll it won't affect the scroll. So that is why we'll keep some sort of indication on each page so that the customers know on which page they exactly are, and the header will work as well.
Okay, so you can't have the, let's see here. So
Sorry?
the dot, you can't have the dots move with the headers, right? Like if you
Exactly. Yeah, so
click on
that's
the
not
dot.
working simultaneously alongside with the header. So either those dots work or the header option work. So if you
Okay.
like, yeah.
Okay, and that works for the entire site, meaning if you're on the contact us page, the header and the dot still won't work simultaneously.
Okay, so what is actually happening is, for example, let's say we're on the COVID segment, right? So from the header option, if I select get a code, if I click on get a code, the page will go down to get a code segment, all right? However, the dots won't change. The dot will remain the same. So the next time when I scroll down from my mouse, so the dot will let the customers know that they're on the contact us page. However, that's not the case here because they'll be back up to the very top, like to the on the home page. Now, we did try to come up with a solution. We did some tweaks, some minor tweaks in the CSS and everything. So we were able to get them work simultaneously. However, the problem that we were facing after that was after the last segment, let's say after you get a code. Now, for example, if you're on get a code and you scroll down, the page automatically goes back up to the first segment, right? So the
Yes.
problem that we were facing after doing a tweak to that, was after the last segment when you scroll down, nothing happens. So there was a pretty like there was a white blank page that comes up. So people had to refresh the website to go back to the pages again. So if they scroll
I
down
see.
after the last segment.
Right. And there's no way to, and that, I'm sorry, so I'm just a little confused. So that reason is the reason why the dots won't work, or I'm sorry, was that just another problem, or
No.
is that?
That was when we tried to make them work alongside with the header options.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would scroll down to a white page?
Yes. So after the last segment, when you scroll down, the white page come up, and you were not able to go back to any of these pages. So you got to refresh the page once again. So
I
that
see.
yeah. So that was
Got it.
actually
Okay.
that was actually not pretty like pretty good exercise or pretty good for the customers as well, because after the last segment, if someone scrolls down, they see a blank page and they can't go back, so they gotta refresh the page once again, and it might want them to leave the website.
Of course, yeah, we don't want
Yeah,
that. So
exactly.
want
So
that
that
one.
is the reason I actually didn't show you that as well, because I personally do not like that option, and
Okay.
I was sure like you won't like it either. So
Of course not. Thank you. I
yeah.
appreciate that. Yeah, excuse me. If we can just go ahead and put the headers back, and then we can work on whatever other little system might work for the scrolling.
So scrolling remains the same. Nothing will happen to scrolling. So only those dots on the left side, those dots will be hidden. So people won't be able to see those dots only. And other than that, the scrolling and everything, that remains the same.
Got it. Yeah, I meant the scroll. If you remove, let's just remove them and then see how the site functions without them. I think it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be okay. So go ahead and remove the dots. Sorry, right. I know I didn't know that was going to happen. Otherwise,
no worries, it's all right. It's all right. It's completely fine.
Yeah, we wouldn't have spent all the time with the dots. So let's go ahead and do that. We'll remove the dots, and if we can change all the headers, because that's the number one priority, is making sure that the home page works correctly.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. The
header
works correct.
All right. I got that done.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. And I can send you a few little quick things that I sent you the contact page, correct? And I think we have that.
Yes, you sent me the you actually sent me the information segment, the tech, the content for the info page.
Oh, got it. Yes, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are all three pages so far, the COVID page, the contact us page, and the information page, is all the text the same size?
Let me check. Just give me one moment.
Would you check it? Seems like they are not, but that just might be me.
Let me go ahead and check that out right away. So
same
we're using 23 pixels on, 16 pixels and sans serif is a font style. So yeah, it's actually not the same size. On Contact Us, we have 2 pixels less size. So on Contact Us, we're using 14 pixels, and on COVID, we are using 16 pixels.
If you can make them all the same size, that would be great.
Okay, sure. So what size would you prefer, the one that's used on the Contact Us or the one that's used on the COVID page?
I think the one that is going to fill up the page more would be the limit, right? I mean, we can't use a 16 on a page that won't allow us to use 16 because there'll be a lot of text on there.
Exactly.
Right?
So and
so I think you're going to have to choose which one has more the most amount of space with the larger.
Yeah, so I guess then we might have to go with 14 because on the president page, we have a lot of content there. And if we make the font size 16, we might not be able to fit this whole content on a single page.
Okay, and good that you're talking about that. I think the president, I think we were working on this at one point, and I sent you, it was too much. Remember you said it was too much text. So
yeah.
I actually sent you a shorter version. This is not the shorter version.
Oh, okay. Let me check.
I don't think it is.
Because I think it might. I might have like I've got that page updated.
Maybe so. Let me see. Yeah, it's the. This is the long version, I think.
Okay.
I have text here that I'm pretty sure I took out.
Let me check.
This. You want to go ahead and we'll do the president segment and the chair and the. The business, and then we can decide how big the font is for all those four pages.
Okay, perfect. So once we have the whole content on every single page, we can decide what font size to go for.
Yeah, we'll go with a font size that fits everything on one page, and then all the other pages match to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and. Don't worry about the size now. We'll adjust that later.
Okay.
And then you can go ahead and update the information page the way I sent you.
Sure.
And then after that, we'll go on to the president.
Perfect. That sounds good. So as soon as it's done, I'm going to drop you an email to review the website. All right?
All right. That sounds great. So, again, I think just delete the dots, and that's the scrolling dots.
The header
and then.
And
get the header again.
Yeah.
And then do the information page like I sent you.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Sounds great, Joe.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.